Hey, welcome back. Tech Lead here. So as a multimillionaire, I wanted to give you my framework for making decisions because I believe that the way in which you form decisions about the world and take action on that will determine the course of your life. You know, it's actually very fascinating to consider the way in which you reach a decision. Whether that decision is a good decision or a bad one is irrelevant, but how did you even come to this? Is it even a valid, legit system in which you've created to reach these decisions? You know, some people will just randomly decide whatever they want to do based on a gut feeling, just a feel that they get. Other people, they have to analyze multiple different data points and read all these reviews or research on this, and they'll only trust research papers written by PhD candidates because they just put so much credibility on the education system. Whereas, who knows, maybe somebody who actually went through a PhD program would be jaded by the whole thing and see it as slave labor, and they would know that maybe 80% of research papers cannot be reproduced anyways, so they don't put much credibility on research papers and they rely more on their own experiences. So I wanted to explain for you my thought process, and maybe this will help you make better decisions in your life as well, maybe even become a millionaire. Quick pause, this video is brought to you by techlead.ting.com. You know what would be a great decision right about now is to get yourself signed up for Ting Mobile, a smarter cell phone service that will help you cut your phone bill plan in half. In fact, they'll give you a free $25 just for trying them out, and there's no crazy contracts with a bunch of fine print you have to read through. Their plans are smart and flexible month by month. So if you're frustrated with your cell phone plan, maybe you're overpaying every month for talk and text minutes that roll over each month that you don't even need, or if you're dealing with terrible customer support, then you may want to check out Ting Mobile. Get talk and text starting at just 10 bucks a month. Data plans starting at 15 bucks a month, and unlimited plans starting at just 45 bucks a month. Try comparing that with your cell phone plan. So for this decision, well, it's a no-brainer. Check them out at techlead.ting.com and get $25 just for trying them out. There'll be a link in the description below. Now, this all started off when I made this tweet. 1. We do what we want to do and then self-rationalize. 2. Any action can be rationalized, and then 3, therefore, you are where you are because you wanted it to be so. Now this tweet boils down to the idea that we all just pretty much do whatever we want to do, and then we come up with excuses, reasons, rationalization, justification for how we got to wherever we got to be in life. And it really encompasses two major philosophies in today's day and age. Number one is victim mentality, where, you know, somebody may be in a bad position in life. Maybe they failed a test or got a bad job, and they're blaming everybody else and coming up with all sorts of reasons and excuses for why they are where they are. They're blaming their parents, their bosses, their teachers, their coworkers, the weather, their car, the traffic, their ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends. And yes, maybe these are all valid justifications. Or not, maybe you should just be taking 100% ownership of your own life and the direction it took. But it makes it easy for you to rationalize to yourself why you got to where you are, and it makes you feel good about that. And then the inverse of this, of course, is the popular law of attraction, which is that you can visualize what you want in life, where you want to be, and you have to actually be able to see yourself there and the steps you would take to attain that. And this switch in mindset may cause you to stop making excuses for yourself and to actually start taking action. So the idea is anyways that each of us are where we are in life because we willed it to be so. And what you really need to do is take a look at people's actions and not what they say, because they can say anything, right? Like, you can look up anything on the internet. There's an article for anything to justify any type of position or mentality that you have, right or wrong. Which brings us to an interesting point. So somebody on Twitter responded to me asking, well, how do we know what is right or wrong then if all of us are just doing whatever we want to do and we can find justification for anything we do in life? And this got me thinking towards the classic Myers-Briggs personality types. You know, last time I posted this video about how I may be an INTJ personality type, and then some people said, well, I might also be INTP. So let me go over the differences for you on these because I think it's very interesting. Myers-Briggs personality type helps you better understand how you come to make decisions. But if you take a look at INTJ versus INTP, well, first of all, both are introverted, intuitive, thinking, And then the last trait is judging versus perceptive. And this is interesting because it fundamentally changes their view of the world. So generally, INTPs tend to be more like philosophers, and right or wrong are very subjective to them. There's no objective truth. This article says, to the INTP's eye, there are simply too many variables, too many unknowns, too many contextual complexities to know much of anything with certainty. Thus, if someone wants a firm opinion about how to tackle a complex problem, they are more apt to get it from an INTJ. So INTJs tend to be objective and have a more defined view of the world, and they're more goal-oriented in that sense because they know exactly what truth they need to go after. One might say that INTPs are drawn to subjective matters and methods, whereas INTJs gravitate towards objective systems and approaches. INTPs are more sympathetic to the notion that individuals can discover truth and wisdom through their own logic and experiences. So this got me thinking, I may be more INTP than INTJ because I have the saying that I will let you fail. I will let other people just fail because fundamentally, I believe as long as they're the ones writing their own story, they are the ones holding the pen to their life, then even if they write themselves into failure, that it is still considered a success because they were the authors of their own story. And all of us have our own subjective truths, and that I cannot know what is right for you because I kind of think as long as you're going after whatever inspires you, then you are living a life well lived. You know, it's kind of like asking the question, where should you travel? And here is as good as there. Some people are inspired by going to Europe. Some people want to go to Iceland. And you know, the people who are living over in Australia, they want to come to the US. People in the US want to go to Australia. And it's all really the same. Although there's also this INTJ side of me where once I develop a conviction, I've gathered enough data points to be able to make a decision, then I will be unwavering in that belief and I will pursue it. And I'll even tell other people about it. But even at that point, I'm not sure if I would push and insist my beliefs on other people. And you know, once I've done my job of telling others about it, then it's up to them to do what they will with that information. You know, it's like you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You cannot help somebody who is not already helping themselves. Fundamentally, it's like trying to tell someone to listen to you when they don't want to listen. And so in any case, given this worldview where right and wrong are so subjectively defined, they're quite fluid, and you don't know if you can even trust your own decision making. I asked my dad the other day, how do you check yourself, right? If you decide something for yourself, and let's say you have strong belief and conviction in this idea, and you're very stubborn about it, do you allow anybody else to get in your way and say, hey, maybe you're wrong about this thing? And my dad would say, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, even if he is wrong. He needs to live out his life in a way that he finds to be satisfying to himself. But that brings us to the idea that what if there's somebody who's depressed and they've convinced themselves that the best thing they can do is to just sleep all day and not eat and to just wither away. And all of this person's friends and family are telling them, why don't you just go outside, take a little hike in the sunshine, eat some good food, and it's going to make you feel so much better. Why don't you just try that? And this is where your own belief system and stubbornness can sabotage you because it doesn't allow anybody else to be able to check you. And so wouldn't it be nice if you could say, hey, there's going to be three people in your life, and together, if they make a unanimous decision, they can override any decision that you make in your life. So if you decide you want to sleep in, but these three trusted people in your life say that you should not sleep in that day, then you should listen to them. Or in another example, let's say you wanted to stay in some abusive relationship and these other three people say, no, you should get out, then you may want to listen to them or at least consider their words very strongly. Now, another thing you can do to check yourself is to go through this in an iterative process in which you validate your success metrics, so to speak. So for example, you could try out the ideas and suggestions that other people have for you and see if it's working, right? You can try out your idea too and see if that's working towards whatever you want to get to as well. And if you're finding that, you know, for example, you're sleeping in day after day in the hopes that it's going to make you feel better and you find it's only making you feel worse each day, then maybe by the second or third day, you say to yourself, you're not going to sleep in anymore and you're going to try something else. So being open and flexible to trying suggestions from other people and having the humility to consider that you yourself may be wrong or maybe just crazy, insane, maybe you had bad inputs or somebody brainwashed you, can potentially safeguard you, especially in this day and age of social media where it's so easy to get brainwashed yourself, right? That's why you have flat earthers or anti-vaxxers out there because they just started reading up on conspiracy theories and then their whole newsfeed filled up with more videos, tweets, or posts to reinforce this false belief. And so that's one reason for me. I often like to consult with my parents as additional data points for big life events because I can talk with them about pretty much anything. And you know, some people say, well, how come you have to ask your parents for permission about anything you do in life? That's not the case. Rather, I'm gathering additional data points to check my own decision making and beliefs, and at the end I will still make my own decisions. And then one more thing you can do is to, of course, live your life with conviction and belief. This is the INTJ way. Of course, it's a very difficult path because you better be right. If you're wrong, you would have screwed yourself over. For example, for myself, I believe that family is the number one value and family should be protected. And for anybody who is working against family, to separate families, to prioritize anything else, then I will actively work to not only discourage that, but to block such efforts. And you know, I better be right about my beliefs here, because if I'm not, I could be making some huge life mistakes. And that's where having strong values comes in. I know that family for me is one of my top values, maybe number one even. And if I don't honor that and reflect that value into the world through action, then I don't really know what I'm doing. And so I would encourage you to consider, what are your top values? Your top 3 to 5 values. And once you've clarified those, it may help you make better decisions in your life. So that'll do for me. Hope you enjoyed the video. Let me know though, how do you check yourself when you make decisions? Do you let anybody stand in your way? I'd love to see that. Post in the comments below. See you there. If you liked the video, please give a like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.